The same day, I reported to Conseil and Ned Land that part of the foregoing conversation directly concerning them. When I told them we would be lying in Mediterranean waters within 2 days, Conseil clapped his hands, but the Canadian shrugged his shoulders. "An underwater tunnel!" he exclaimed. "A connection between two seas! Who ever heard of such malarkey?" "Ned, my friend," Conseil replied, "had you ever heard of the Nautilus? No, yet here it is, so don't shrug your shoulders so blithely, and don't discount something with the feeble excuse that you've never heard of it." "We'll soon see," Ned Land shot back, shaking his head. "After all, I'd like nothing better than to believe in your captain's little passageway, and may heaven grant it really does take us to the Mediterranean." The same evening, at latitude 21 degrees 30 minutes north, the Nautilus went afloat on the surface of the sea and drawing nearer to the Arab coast. I spotted Jeddah, an important financial center for Egypt, Syria, Turkey, and the East Indies. I could distinguish with reasonable clarity the overall effect of its buildings, the ships made fast along its wharves, and those bigger vessels whose draft of water required them to drop anchor at the port's offshore mooring. The sun, fairly low on the horizon, struck full force on the houses in this town, accenting their whiteness. Outside the city limits, some wood or reed huts indicated the quarter where the Bedouin lived. Soon, Jeddah faded into the shadows of evening, and the Nautilus went back beneath the mildly phosphorescent waters. The next day, February 10, several ships appeared, running on our opposite tack. The Nautilus resumed its underwater navigating, but at the moment of our noon sights, the sea was deserted, and the ship rose again to its waterline.